You're listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts and Alex Mearns.
Hello and welcome to The Football Hour podcast. Thank you for subscribing on iTunes and following us on Twitter. It's at The Football Hour. Today I'm joined by my fellow presenter Dom Betts, and we are going to be discussing Arsenal's upcoming Premier League season. Somehow last year they managed to finish above Spurs, even though Spurs had one of their seasons of their life and everyone thought Arsenal kind of bottled it, but they finished second. Dom Betts, can they go one further and finish Premier League champions next year?
No.
Okay, good.
No.
Simple answer. Why do you believe that?
One, because they're Arsenal.
Okay.
Two, Wenger's still in charge, so they're not winning the league. I want them to actually know, because Arsenal fans actually be unbearable if they won the league.
That's true.
But no, Arsenal, they're one of those annoying clubs to watch. Because you know they're good.
Yeah.
Alexis Sanchez, Mesut Ozil, Francis Coquelin, Koscielny, Petr Cech. That's a very good spine to a team. But
Aaron Ramsey.
But they have no bottle.
To me, the most important person at Arsenal Football Club next year is the head physio. If they can get the head physio playing like Lionel Messi at his job, Arsenal will win the Premier League. If Arsenal had a midfield, which they could pick from, and play in a 4-3-3, if the head physio can play like Messi at his job and get Jack Wilshere, Aaron Ramsey, and the geezer who's playing for Switzerland, Xhaka, the new signing, in midfield, I think Arsenal can win the Premier League. Mesut Ozil on the right, Alexis Sanchez on the left, Giroud or other striker if they sign one up front. That is a title-winning side.
Not with Mesut Ozil on the right wing.
Name me a better midfield. Mesut Ozil on the right wing. He plays there for Germany. Fine. He plays there for Germany.
Yes, he has to play number 10 every day of the week. You hold him midfield.
No, but I mean against Man City away. Against Man City away. Mesut Ozil can't be playing number 10 because he's not tracking back enough. I know he can play where because he plays there for the world champions.
There's a difference between the world champions and Arsenal. No, for me, Mesut Ozil at Arsenal always has to play number 10.
I love Mesut Ozil. He can play number 10. He can play number 10 at home to Swansea, even though they did lose to Swansea at home last year. But do you not think that's vital for Arsenal to have a challenge keeping their best players fit?
Their best players were fit this year. They still bottled it.
No, they weren't.
Apart from Wilshere.
Yeah. Coquelin was out for ages, as you say, your star man.
You can't blame injuries on bottling it every single season.
But it affects when it comes to the crunch. It affects. Cazorla was out all year.
I just think Arsenal have no bottle. Injuries have played their part. Yes, they do. But it's the mentality of the club.
It's too attacking, I know.
I'm going to pick my best Arsenal team. Check and goal.
Yeah.
Bellerin right back.
Yeah.
Koscielny and Gabriel centre backs. Yeah. Like Gabriel Mertesacker, even if we can slot in. Then left back Nacho Monreal. Holding mids, I would play Coquelin and Xhaka. Then the three behind the striker, Ozil, Sanchez, Wilshere.
Nice. What? Aaron Ramsey.
Aaron Ramsey? I just think he had one good season for Arsenal.
Oh. He's so much better than any other player in Arsenal's midfield. It's laughable.
You think he's better than Mesut Ozil?
He should be playing for Real Madrid.
He's just too inconsistent.
He's not.
Last season, what did he do?
He was injured a lot, wasn't he?
Yeah, but compared, he had a decent run of games, and he wasn't anything what he wasn't the season before.
He's having the tournament of his life. He's taking Wales to the semi-final.
Him and Wilshere, maybe, but Ozil.
Sorry, I do like Arsenal. I like getting involved.
I hate Arsenal. I don't rate him that highly.
No, I think
Ozil and Sanchez are their two best players.
Right. Okay.
Then Xhaka and Coquelin are the two holding midfielders.
All right.
That third attacking midfielder could be anyone.
Excuse me. Question: is Jack Wilshere playing?
He's playing a James Milner role.
Is he? Workman.
Yeah, just do a job out wide. Him, Ramsey, Cazorla. Cazorla plays more deep now. I know, but I mean, Pete Cazorla was obviously out there. But I mean, that third attacking position can even Alex Iwobi.
Yeah.
Go to someone like him, although I think he's going to get loaned out this season.
This is what I'm saying with Arsenal. We're listing off 5, 6, 7 players that can play in the same position. And it's funny with Arsenal, because them 5, 6, 7 players play quite a large percentage of games, right, over the season. All of them. Because they can't keep the same 11 Do you not think that's a problem? They don't have a 1-11 for 10 games in a row because it's constantly being chopped and changed because of injuries.
Yeah, but I don't think that's the reason they won a title.
Right, okay.
That's the reason maybe they finish fourth every season. But that is in no way a reason why they have not won the title.
So it stems from the top. Do you think Wenger's got to go?
They want to win the league. This is his last season. Mm. He surely can't get another contract after this.
No, it's weird, isn't it?
Wenger's a great manager, but they're never going to win the league again under him.
Right.
I've said this maybe for the last five seasons. They need a mentality change at the club. Wenger's not brainwashed them, but made it seem like it's acceptable to finish fourth and win the FA Cup.
Yeah.
That's not acceptable for a club.
To be honest, they weren't even winning the FA Cup until a few years ago, were they?
That's not acceptable for a club the size of Arsenal.
I thought at the end of last season, remember the Aston Villa, was it the Aston Villa game where they had the protests?
Oh yeah, the protests.
It just didn't last long enough. And now it's all kind of blown over and you've got that optimism again for the Arsenal season. Because you know what's sad? I'm going to ask you the question, where are Arsenal going to finish? And then I'm going to give my answer as well. I think Arsenal will finish second, right? And have a really good season. But they probably won't. They'll probably finish fifth. Because I'm blinded by this optimism that Arsenal always have at the start of the year. And then by the time bloody February comes round and it's a bit cold and wet and all the players are injured and they bottle it. The word bottler in the dictionary, if it is a word, they should have Arsenal's badge next
and
to
there
it.
And there was one thing that was different about last season than any other season before. They actually beat some big teams.
Yeah.
Usually they just bottle it against the big teams and that's why they don't do well. Like Chelsea, they had a terrible record against Chelsea. You know, when they lost like 6-0 at Stamford Bridge or wherever it was. But they did beat some big teams last year. They choked last year against the smaller teams.
I know.
Like Swansea at home, Swansea away. I know Swansea are their bogey side, but they
you shouldn't have Swansea as your bogey side if you want to win the league.
If you win the league, you don't have a bogey side. That's why you're league champions. Leicester don't have a bogey team, do they?
No.
Or did they when they won the league?
Yeah, they did actually, Arsenal.
Oh yeah, Arsenal.
They got it. Yeah. But that's funny, isn't it, football throws at them sort of like confusions. So Dom, I've got a list here so we can come back to this in 14 months time. Where are Arsenal going to finish in this very exciting Premier League?
Arsenal are going to finish this season fifth. But then I say this every single year, but there's no way they're making top four again and they somehow squirm it in. But I think this season, with all the new managers coming in, they're going to finish fifth.
Well, that is the definition of why the Football Hour is good to listen to, because we have very contrasting views. That was Dom Betts thinking Arsenal finish fifth. I'm a stupid optimist, Alex Mearns, who thinks they're going to finish second. I don't know why. Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing.
You're listening to The Football Hour.